What up? The mindset. Where you going? Where you going, little person?
I'm doing this with my phone. Hey, you started recording.
I am recording. I am also recording on my podcast. Here we got a special treat for y'all. I'm interviewing a real life YouTube all star gamer girl. Her name is Zombie Gamer Girl. We're gonna be diving into YouTubing. Why does she enjoy it? And where is TV going? Like, you see her right now. She's watching, probably watching some YouTube on there. What YouTube you watching?
I'm not watching anything. I'm just looking at the spiral and then spinning it around because it looks weird.
No. What YouTube were you watching? So listen, y'all tune back in with us and enjoy Zombie Gamer Girl 90, a 9-year-old amazing genius. What up, genius? Tune in and enjoy. The biggest thing. Speaking of that, what up, world? Mindset Morgano here with episode number 50 on the Mindset Detox Podcast. I'm here with Zombie Gamer Girl. Mwah! Zombie Gamer Girl 90. And let me know, let my viewers know, Zombie Gamer Girl is a YouTuber. She loves playing Minecraft, Roblox. But like, what made you want, one, what made you want to start a YouTube channel? Come on. You ain't got to look at them people over there. Just focus on, like, it's just me and you talking. None of them even matter. So what made you start a YouTube channel? What was your reasoning?
I don't have one.
So, what is your YouTube channel about?
Basically just gaming most of the time.
Gaming most of the time. So, who's your favorite YouTuber?
If I had a favorite, it would have to be...
So many favorites. How
have you? I think the top like three would be It's Funny, Popular MMOs, and Afmo.
So those YouTubers that you just named, what do they do? Like do they all make video games as well?
Yeah. Funny games, they all game.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes they do like DIY stuff.
DIY, for my users that are out there, what does DIY mean?
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself. So, like, did I help you with that YouTube, set up that YouTube channel? Did you do it? Did you DIY it?
No, I didn't.
You didn't do it yourself?
You had to do it.
I did some, but did I help you with the name of the,
yeah.
Did I help you with your intro or your logo?
No.
All the videos that you upload, did I have any part in that? No, you did that, right? So you DIY your YouTube channel. Yeah, and I got to look at your YouTube channel, and you have about 10 followers.
Wait, don't you mean subscribers?
Yes, I do mean subscribers.
Let me go check how many.
Your channel.
I have 15.
Oh, excuse me. That's what's up. Congratulations.
We're 500.
Hey, I was all the way off. But you do have 15 subscribers. That means 15 people look at your videos that you do. So when you're doing these videos, what type of videos? You said you make games. Like, what's your favorite game to play?
Favorite game would have to be probably Minecraft.
Minecraft is a game where you take what's in your mind and you craft it onto the game, right?
Yeah.
Hey, so it's like, it's using your imagination and using your creativity to create a whole world. That's dope. Like, do you create new worlds? What, like, I seen you create.
Dad, I have, like, let me just say over 100 worlds.
Over 100 worlds. Yo, you have 275 worlds.
Yep.
That's a lot of worlds.
It's just like, most of the time I never finish one world and then just keep
creating and creating and creating. Yeah. So how often do you do videos?
Not very often.
You don't do, why? Consistency is king.
Sometimes I can't think of it, and sometimes I just don't want to edit it.
Okay. So you like making the videos, but you're not real fond of editing? That means you got to find somebody that likes editing videos. But I taught you how to edit videos.
I know, but it takes so long.
But if you edit the video, then you can have a complete project. But if you don't edit the video, then you got all those 275 worlds that don't get brought to reality.
Yeah, and I have videos that haven't got posted yet.
Oh, you got more videos?
Yeah, some of these were with Sen. That one, I played with Sen. That was going to get posted, but I didn't feel like it.
Hey.
I had to edit like 4 videos because we made 4, I think. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
So, like, you're constantly creating content. And when you're constantly creating videos, what's your inspiration? Like, do you just get a feeling and you just, like...
Sometimes I just want to make videos. For some reason.
Hey, so we had a conversation this past week. I shout out to... You're doing great, by the way. Great job on your first interview and collaboration. But literally, we also talked about... gaming being a profession. Would you want to be a professional gamer or a professional YouTuber?
I don't know.
You don't know? You have a great personality when you're not nervous. When you sit back and you're talking and creating a character, because that's like when you watch your YouTubers that play Minecraft or Roblox, like, they're speaking in the background, so it's like you're watching a cartoon, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So, on average, how many hours you think you spend on YouTube? It's 24 hours in a day. Out of those 24 hours, how many are you spending on YouTube?
In a day, about like 5 hours, I think.
5 hours in a day.
Actually, more than that, probably.
It is a little bit more.
I can't go.
You go in. Like, YouTube is TV. Do you watch YouTube or TV more?
YouTube
more? Do you play mobile gamings or console gamings more?
Mobile.
Oh, thanks for the love. Kimmy said your daughter does it as well. Great job, Kimmy. She works a book. She's also going to animate it. That's dope. Super dope. Boop. Boop. So basically, you watch YouTube more than you watch regular TV. What inspired you, like to take your video gaming to actually want to make a YouTube? Like, what gave you the motivation? Was it because you watched all those YouTubers? Was it because I have a YouTube channel? I got 200 subscribers. Yeah, I'm just saying, I got 200 subscribers. Like, it's all good. No? I'll come back to that question. So literally, you got your YouTube channel. We asked a question yesterday, and this is a big question that I talk about because I talk a lot about co-creating and creating, the fact that God resides inside of us. Do you believe in God? What did you say yesterday? You got to say it again for the audience. Do you believe in God? Thumbs up. Like, my phone can't, my podcast can't see the thumbs up. So I need you to talk. This is a Facebook Live, and it's an interview. This is your first exclusive interview before you go out to the big world and be this super famous, popular triple threat. So, because I asked you that, because what would you say yesterday? Sit up. What did you say yesterday in regards to God? He's somebody that's outside of you? Yeah. So, like, one of the biggest things that I want to, like, you've seen me do and build my relationship with God. And, like, I was hoping that you said you saw me being a YouTuber, so that's what made you want to do it. But it's something that's been inside of you. So, literally, we talked about God yesterday, and you and your brother both stated that Like, he, God is something that resides outside of y'all. And I told you that, like, he's something that's inside of y'all. He's not far, and he's the creative. You also dance. You also draw, correct? So it's like you've had this in you since birth, wanting to dance and run around. So how do you feel about knowing that God is inside of your heart? How does that make you feel? You don't know. What word comes to mind when I say yo? Yo, the creator of all things. Like, you play Minecraft, right? In Minecraft, you're like the god of Minecraft. Like, you could create the world. You could make the pigs turn into pork chops. So at the end of the day, you become the god of Minecraft. Like, how does that make you feel, being in control in creator mode? It makes you feel powerful.
I'm the queen of the world in Minecraft.
You're the queen of the world in Minecraft. So knowing that, saying that, and I'm glad that you said that, because you're the queen of the world in this world as well. Like, knowing that, like, you started your YouTube channel, it didn't have anything. You learned how to edit the videos. Like you taught yourself how to do certain flips and cheerleaders moves. So it's like you doing that allowed you to be the queen of this world, the queen of your world. You can create anything that comes to mind. So, like, I'm glad that you love Minecraft and that you're making your videos on Minecraft. But just know that the world is Minecraft. Did you know that? No. Like, didn't I change in the past year with my hair, my beard, and all that? So I changed who I was. I Minecraft myself. And having you changed you with all your hair and you getting taller. So just change is inevitable. So yeah, she's gaming right now in the middle of the interview. That's what gamers do. Gang, gang. So, all right. Welcome back. This is Elijah Mindset Morgano here with Zombie Gamer Girl, a.k.a. Nyla. Nyla Morgano, my oldest daughter. Out here doing some amazing things in the gaming world. I'm super proud of her because, like, I'm a gamer at heart. Like, gaming has something that I've played since I was 2 years old. We're wrapping up the interview, her first interview and her debut of her YouTube channel. Super, super proud of her and just her creativity and everything that she's done. We also talked about creativity being a God ability, your creative source that's inside of us. And we talked about God being something outside of us yesterday. And it's not just children that think that way. It's also grown-ups that may think that way. But when you make that relationship and that bond, when you meld the God in you and the God in everybody else, you start to create some amazing things, some amazing circles. So welcome back, Zombie Gamer Girl. I want to tell them how they can follow you on YouTube and what type of videos they'll see.
One, it's subscribe, not follow.
Yeah, I got it. She's getting me straight. That's because I do Facebook and Instagram, so it's like follow.
But you also have a YouTube channel.
I do have a YouTube channel, so I should know better. That she's getting me, so I should know better. So it's subscribe. How can they subscribe to your YouTube channel?
Okay, my YouTube channel is ZombieGamerGirl90. Go subscribe.
Zombie Gamer Girl 90. Go subscribe. And subscribe for what type of videos?
Minecraft, Roblox.
Minecraft,
Roblox, YouTuber's Live, and a bunch of other games.
Oh yeah. And check out for some awesome collaborations with her dad, Zombie Gamer Dad. No, I'm not. But listen, we definitely appreciate y'all tuning in with us. Y'all send lots of love and light. At the end of the day, like, nurture your children's gift. They came here to teach you. She just taught me that there's not followers on YouTube, they're subscribers. So, like, I'm the social media guy, and my daughter schooled me. So knowing that, we got to be able to be as teachers and be students as often as we can. So send a lots of love and light your way. Say, I love myself.
I love myself.
I love myself. Y'all stay blessed and highly favored. Booyah. Oh yeah, part two of the Marvelous Minds gamer series. We had Nyla, Morgano, Zombie Gamer Girl, and now we got Coloring Moon, aka Just Man, aka Justin, and we'll be able to see what he's doing. What's this game? What's this game you're playing?
No Man's Sky.
Nomad Sky. Nomad Sky. So y'all gonna get some gameplay footage and y'all gonna get some behind the scenes with this young gamer. Stay blessed and highly favored. What do you mean low network connection? There we go. What up, world? Elijah Mindset Morgano here with episode part two of the gamer live stream, interviewing a rising gamer, my legacy, my protege, Just Man, aka Coloring Moon. Or should I say Coloring Moon, aka Just Man? He's here getting his gaming on. Said he just made like $2 billion. In the gaming world. What's the name of this game again, bro?
No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky. Look at these graphics on this game. So I remember playing games and it was like Nintendo, Genesis. Like, do you see the graphics on that? Like, look at that planet. Like, talking futuristic, right? Futuristic. So how long you been gaming, Mr. Coloring Moon?
Like 6 or 7 years.
6 or 7 years gaming. And what's your favorite type of game? Because this right here, this looks like an RPG action.
Yeah. Shooters.
You like shooters, yeah. Like, I what's your favorite shooter right now?
I like Fortnite, but it's sort of annoying right now.
Fortnite is annoying right now? Why is Fortnite annoying right now?
A lot of tryhards.
You said what?
I said it's a lot of tryhards.
Hey, a lot of... What is that? That's, I don't even know what that word means, bro.
It's someone who tries a lot in the game.
A lot of tryhards. So they try what? Do they pay money to try hard?
No, they just do the most. When you're playing the game.
Oh, so it makes the game kind of not fun to play.
Yeah.
But we was playing, what game we was playing? Call of Duty, right? Call of Duty mm-hmm. earlier. How'd you like that? Yeah. Look, somebody just put Call of Duty in there. Before we even said it, there go another gamer right there. They just talked about that Call of Duty. We was playing Call of Duty on Xbox One. They just got the new one. What it was called? Black Ops what?
Black Ops 4.
Hey. So you've been playing games for 6 years. Your favorite games are shooters. So like, you should have like a YouTube channel and all that right now, right? 6 years in. Oh, you don't have a YouTube channel yet? Zombie Gamer Girl has a YouTube channel. And she has 15 subscribers. She told me they're not followers. YouTube is subscribers. I gotta make sure that's clear, right? Okay. So are you gonna get a YouTube?
Maybe.
Yo, you when I asked you what you wanted to do in school, like you said that you wanted to be what did you want to go to college for?
Chemical engineer.
Chemical engineer. Why chemical engineering?
Cause you make stuff.
Cause you get to make stuff. So do you play Minecraft and Roblox and all that?
No.
Like never? You get to make stuff in Minecraft.
It's different.
It's different. Do you build anything with blocks? No. Well, it's dope that you wanted to be a chemical engineer because you get to make stuff. Everything being energy. And you remember I was talking earlier about God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what you say you thought God was. What did you believe in God?
Outside.
Like God is outside of us?
Yeah.
And then, like, what was the question or the word that you said? He doesn't help everybody.
I said I feel like he doesn't help everyone when he, like, Like, he helps people, but he can't always, like, help you at all times.
Okay. And do you remember what we discussed in regards to where God is? And the reason I talk about the God is because, like you said, you wanted to be a chemical engineer because it allowed you to create. Oh, and I'm glad that you're on. Yeah, I'm glad that you're actually getting some content. So, like, you said you wanted to create, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I told you God is inside of us, and he helps us co-create all the time, right?
Yeah.
So, how'd you feel after you heard that?
Heard what?
That God is inside you, and he helped you co-create.
It made me feel better.
Better? Like, maybe I can call on him?
Yeah.
Yo, what are you doing right now?
Getting resources.
So you gathering resources. Yo, what is your character like? Why has he got eyes on the side of his head? Like, what's the species name?
A gay. I only picked it because, like, I have a force field and it, like, covers my whole body.
Oh. So you picked it for defense?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, in this game, what do you battle?
You fight sentinels. These things. They don't like when you mine this stuff, but... they can't really do anything, it's like...
Oh, look like he's doing something right now. So this would be considered a shooter RPG though, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Then you just do some upgrades to that weapon?
Are you
happy for the upgrades?
Yeah. I got a dip though.
You said you got a dip?
Yeah, I got a dip.
Why? Some more sentinels coming?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. So I definitely appreciate y'all tuning in for that segment. That segment of the Mindset Detox podcast. One, we talked about creativity and creating things. And this is the thing, like, game. I've been a gamer all my life, since I was like 2 or 3 years old. And, I have to remind him sometimes. But literally, like gaming allows you to create, utilize your imagination, utilize your non-physical faculties that allows you to tap in, tune into, like, other ideas and other opportunities. I'm watching this game. The graphics on this game is amazing. Like I tell people all the time, I'm an alien, right? And like this graphics are it's an outer space game. So it's like spaceships, stars, planets, hyperspeed. Like, it got my mind going crazy over here. But next segment, I'm come back, ask Mr. Color and Moon a couple more gamer questions, and y'all stay blessed and highly favored. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome. You muted the party, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because that would have been interesting. That's why I asked you if you wanted to start and play another game. But we're back here with part two of the Mindset Detox, the Marvelous Minds, the interview with the one and only Coloring Moon, a.k.a. Justin out here, the true gamer. He's been playing video games for over 6 years. And the crazy thing about it, he don't know that he's been playing video games for longer than that, because he was in my lap. And, like, yo, he was in my lap and he was, like, I'm a devoted gamer. So I got pictures with him and Zombie Gamer Girl, like, in my same underwear, like, watching with Xbox controllers, and they having the Xbox controller in their hand. So, like, these were our first being able to bond moments. But, like, it's awesome being able to come back and look at what he's doing. And this game right here, in all honesty, like, it's dealing with different stones and metals and plant, different, like real stuff. So it's like, yeah, it's a video game, but, like, if you can get them into video games that has some type of cognitive output that allows them to create and expand. A lot of parents don't understand Minecraft. That's mind crafting. So, like, he doesn't play Minecraft, but he's been really, really good at shooters. And I watched him go from not being able to hold the gun up straight to being able to snipe people and create dope videos. So, like, creation. Why do you like creating stuff, bro?
Make something new.
I can't hear you with your fingers in your mouth.
You can make something new.
Because you can make something new. Make something new out of something old?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. So tell me something. Like, me being a gamer, right?
Mm-hmm.
You being a gamer. Are you a winner or a loser?
Loser. winner.
You're a winner, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, how does it feel when you win?
Good.
Feel real good, right? Goosebumps all over. Are you happy? Y'all talking smack. Talking about the kill and the loot you got. So, how does it feel when you lose?
Bad.
Like real bad? Like, yo, like I hit my head on the desk bad?
Mm-hmm.
So why is that, gamer? Like, do you know?
Because it sucks when you lose.
It sucks when you lose. Yo, so listen, all my gamers out there and my gamer parents out there, like, these children are developing, like, the ability to feel like real life failure and winning, right? And I say this because my brother is a winner. Like, shout out to Live Ambitions and our gaming company that we started back in 2009. But like what I just talked about, like the feelings of winning and losing is something really, really big. So, and if you just dismiss their feelings, like, yo, like it's nothing, like it can you don't realize how much time and attention. I tell you all the time, attention is currency. You don't realize how much time and attention that they put into this craft, this skill. Like not every kid plays video games, and like video games is just a gateway to doing other things technologically savvy. So it's like he said, he feels really good when he wins, like most winners do, but then he feels really bad when he doesn't win. So at the end of the day, and I've saw him go through both of them, I laugh at both, like at both. Like even if you lose, like it's when he loses, is you gotta be able to laugh at yourself. But like most of the time when you lose, like, yo, wasn't I trying to tell you like you could have did something better? Or like most of the time you lose, you being selfish or going after loot. Especially when you're playing Fortnite, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like being able to bounce back from a loss is the biggest thing. Like I'm learning now, like these games, it does, because these games graphic, they pull you in. So it's like you feel so much of the sensory. So like when you do take a loss, you definitely feel it. But being able to overcome it and then actually continuously play and continuously build, that's a big part. So what games are you playing right now? And what games would you suggest for the other gamers that's out there? Because we got a couple of parents that have some devoted gamers in that's watching.
Yeah. What?
What games would you suggest?
Fortnite, obviously.
I can't hear you.
Is that Fortnite?
Fortnite. And what else?
Call of Duty 4, Black Ops. 4.
Call of Duty, Black Ops. What about sports?
Sport and 2K 19.
2K 19 just came out.
Madden 19,
that's my game right there. Like Madden is what we do. So let them know. You don't have your YouTube channel up, but y'all be able to hear this podcast with Color Moon and his creative abilities, man. You did a great job on this interview. It was a pleasure having you on, man. Gave me some good clips, took me some behind the scene action with this what's this game called again?
No Man's Sky.
Nomad Sky. So literally, namaste means the God in me sees the God in you. So namaste, bro. You and namaste me back, bro. There we go. Yeah, it make you laugh when you do this, right? Just like when you lose in the game, like this right here automatically makes you feel good. So y'all stay blessed and highly favored. Thank y'all for tuning in. All y'all that have been watching, that listening to the podcast, we appreciate y'all. Y'all have a blessed and highly favored day. Hallelujah. Look, Uncle Manny's in there, bro. You say hi to Manny? Hey, hallelujah. We just spoke you up, bro. Ra ta 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 da. Jehovah Jireh, Lord Jah, I provide us. Oh, they said, what's your gamer tag? There we go. That's what I was thinking. Gamer tag for Xbox. Oh, it's Color and Moon, right?
754.
Color and Moon 754 is the gamer tag. Color and Moon 754 for Xbox One is the gamer tag. Y'all stay blessed and highly favored. Welcome back. Look, this is Elijah Mindset Morgana, the Mindset Detox family with the marvelous minds. We focus on ordinary people doing extraordinary things out in the community. We're live in Northern Virginia in the DMV with Drizzy Flow.
Juicy Flow, let the audience know some of the things that you've been doing. What game of choice is your game, and then also what you're currently working on in the YouTube world.
So personally, my preference is I was an ex Apex pro. It's called Apex Legend. It's a battle royale game, and I won a couple of money from that and got signed to an organization. But recently turned into managing, and now I manage my own team. I decided that gaming wasn't for me. I still love the game, and I'm still doing content like YouTube and stuff, which YouTube and Twitch, I have over 4,000 subscribers and 2,000 on Twitch, or 3,000 now on Twitch. But I decided to get into managing with my team called Unvolk. I started out when they were kind of small. They only had around 2,000 subscribers on YouTube and not really had any social media, and I strive for our team to push to the best. It's been about 9 months now, and we almost were just breaking 10K, and we're now getting our own merchandise with jerseys, hoodies, and we're gonna build off into a clothing brand. And we do have a little bit of leaks. We're actually gonna be working with Champion, the clothing brand, and work some Unvolk Champion brands or collaborations.
Hey, and so like, yo, in the midst of this, I wanted to jump in real quick. You said you took a brand from, I don't know how many subscribers they had, but you got over 10K. 10K is 10,000 followers or subscribers. Doing that, what were some of the things that you had to employ to get people to pay attention to what y'all doing?
Well, I was already starting to lead a organization called Atlantis in their scrim project. It had over 130,000 members playing on it at a time, and I was the one to design their 2v2 bot and their 1v1 bot, which now that every server uses and has currently over 500,000 players using the bot. But they took the idea from me. I'm not really worried about it, but I basically gave it to them, and they took me on the team. So I used my connections from my Atlantis to build up my team, and we just went off from there. I mean, there was a lot of ups and downs and a lot of bad things, but every time we bounced back.
Why gaming? Why video gaming? What is video gaming and music do for you?
I mean, it's kind of a coping mechanism. It's also something I grew up around. Literally everyone in my family, stepdad, dad, everybody that I knew played video games, and I always had an interest to it. I mean, it's one of those things where a lot of people enjoy it, but a lot of people also despise it. But now you can make a living off of it. I want to make it into a living.
So how do you feel about those people that one, those people that despise it?
I mean, it's at the end of the day, it's their opinion, but really, I don't really know what they're missing out on. I mean, not gaming potentially, but just like electronics in general, it's becoming the future. So plus you can get a job off of it, and it's easy money if you know what you're doing, even just learning from it. You're kind of being hard-headed not to realize it, but at the end of the day, it's still your opinion and how you grew up on it, if you grew up with electronics or not, or even video games.
So the people that are pro electronic, like, I'm a nerd, like, I'm a big tech geek and nerd. Trinity, you a nerd as well?
Absolutely.
Yeah, like, be nerds. Nerds are the future. And you definitely look like a nerd because you came up my seed, but most people don't understand that terminology. But the frequency is family, and family is frequency. In the midst of that, like, how is the group that is into gaming, like, how do the people that do understand technology is the future, how is it engaging and communicating with them?
Well, I mean, it all depends on who the person is if they're open to the ideas that gaming can offer. Now a lot more people are open, especially since a kid that's only 16 years old won over $3 million, which even with taxes, $1.5 million is still a good amount, and he'll get it back later. Mm-hmm. So who's that? I mean, Bugga, it was in a Fortnite tournament actually. So I mean, gaming really does change the world, and even people on my team have over 50,000 earnings and making a living off of gaming. Only at the youngest age, one of our members making about $30,000 from just Fortnite gaming. He's only 13 years old.
So, one of the things that I hear that a lot of people, they equate success with the money. Like, having money is awesome. But having money in areas where you're happy is awesomer, or dawesome. That's dope and awesome together. That's another word that I didn't create, but I heard the creator that created that word, and I carry it on. It's dawesome. So, in the midst of that, like, you being how old are you?
16
years old, right? What does success and happiness looks like to a 16-year-old gamer or hip-hop artist?
Well, I mean, honestly, it could be either or. It could be anything to anybody, honestly.
Nah, talking about you.
Like, well, for me...
This is me and you. Trinity's here, but this is our discussion. You're on my podcast. I got the mic. I'm talking to you.
Well, for me... what success looks like is, I mean, being at the top, being the greatest, being one of those people that are known for what they did and what they do and their actions. Their actions speaking louder than their words. And not necessarily making money, but being known for what they did, either positively, even negatively. I mean, still, rap may be looked at as negative, but at the same time, it's still positive because people can connect to it, and it prevents a lot of negative offenses and stuff. So, I mean, me, it's just, I want to be at the top. I want to be the greatest. I want my known name to be known because of what I did for a good reason.
Hey, so in the midst of that, like, that's a dope happiness. What looks like, that's a dope form of happiness to you. And even which, I love what you said about rap could be a form to help people and to save them. Like, in the midst of that, were you supposed to make that right? Turn right onto Hayfield Road. No. So, I forgot that I'm doing the recording. I'm trying to backseat drive. In the midst of hip-hop and wordsmithing, I was telling you earlier, like, our words are powerful. It does help people. We were talking about XXXTentacion on the drive and how he inspires. A lot of his music, it does connect to people that are going through depression, anxiety. And I know you had your bouts with depression and anxiety. I'm glad that you bounced out of it. I'm a mental health advocate. Like, I wanted to kill myself a lot last year. And the year before, knowing that me taking myself out will pass it on to my children, or pass it on to those that actually care about me. So, like, how does writing and music help you with your coping and your depression and anxiety?
Well, I mean, at first I did it for myself, and I just did it because I wanted to let stuff out. But then I started to gain a fan base off of it, and a bunch of people started to talk to me and be like, yo, you can really do something with it. And I was just like, all right, I'll take it a little bit seriously. And then I started to gain a little bit of a fan base through Instagram and SoundCloud and stuff. And from there, now my name is kind of community-wide known, but I like to do music to connect to people mainly, because when I saw that it was connecting to people, then I felt much better, and it actually made me feel like a better person.
Yo, that's a great feeling. Like, when I be like, I love myself, yo, like, I got white people all over the world, black people all over the world, old people, young people doing that. When I say, I love myself, my C-E-L-L-P-H for the balance. So it is a great feeling to be, like, I'm a wordsmith, but I'm an edutainer. So that means I want to teach whenever I speak. When my speaking is an offering. So I speak a lot of truth when I speak. I speak a lot of like facts and like I wanna I'm gonna let the audience and before we go into our next segment, I'm gonna let them hear your first track, right? Do you remember your first track? Mm-hmm. One of your first tracks, like, with the mask off. Mm-hmm. So in that mask off track, were you spitting everything that you were living?
Some of it. I mean, I can't speak on everything, but yeah.
Right. So what was the motivation from this? Because when I was talking to you earlier, like, you say you speak what you live in. And I've heard some of your tracks speak what you live in, but I also heard some of the tracks speak some blasphemy. Because, like, I know you ain't moved no bricks and no choppers in the trunk. So, like, what was up with that? Like, how, what form of coping or creativity, what sparked that?
I mean, I just started listening to instrumentals a lot, and I liked a lot of people's beats, or not even the artists, I just liked their beats, and I just started flowing to them.
So you would say some of the shit that they say?
Nah, I was flowing. I was saying whatever I had on my mind. Then turn left
onto Heatherfield Lane. And, like, but because what you had in your mind was linked to those people's beats, I, like, who are some of your influences?
X, JID, Jordan Lucas.
Those are pretty dope left onto artists.
There's a lot of them. I'm not really into artists that much. I like Juice WRLD and Ski Mask, but right not everybody Lane. That. Everybody that I know. I just kind of like some of their songs, not really them as a person.
Got you. So, not really them as a person. So, like, y'all, in the midst of understanding words create our reality, do you believe, are you a fan of the law of attraction? Or you believe you can park in the business? You do? So, what's your understanding of the law of attraction?
It's like a hard question right now.
Hey, a hard question. You believe in something, and you need to, like, I'm just seeing what your perspective is, man. There's no right or wrong here.
Well, it's a lot to think about.
Hey, that's what you got a brain for. Like, this is, you're a marvelous mind, so, like, I expect you to think with the greatest of them. Don't you think that you're, do you think that you're a creative genius?
Yeah.
So, like, do you think Tesla and Einstein were creative geniuses?
Yep.
Okay. Them being creative geniuses, they had to think about shit like the law of attraction and quantum physics and time-space continuum and E equals MC squared. So, in this show, like, I want to see where my thinkers are. I cleared up something that you... Those artists you was listening to, because your brother actually, he loves young boy, that guy. His lyrics are trash, like, because, like, the things he wants to attract in his life, he say them on the album. But he has dope beats. No shine or shade to Young Boy, but I'm not a fan of his lyrics, because other people repeat his lyrics. So. I want to understand your thought process behind the law of attraction. I gave you some time to think, threw up some other questions out there, but I want to know what your thought process is. What have you used the law of attraction on?
Honestly, I don't even know. Dude,
what? Brian, that's the wrong answer. Yo, we're going to check back in and see if he gets some time to think about the law of attraction and his ability to use his... All right, welcome back. So, Drizzy, Hey, and Trinity, yeah. what is your understanding of the law of attraction? Like, help this man out because he needs a lifeline. He's using shit that he don't even know about.
Law of attraction is all about your thoughts. Like, whatever you think and whatever you put out into the universe, that's what you're going to attract. That's what you're going to get back. So if you put out thoughts of lack of money, lack of abundance, like, you're going to get back a lack of abundance, like, mentality. But if you put out thoughts of, like, oh, I'm wealthy, I'm ready to accept abundance, you're going to attract opportunities to make money. You're going to attract opportunities to travel and to make money and more abundance.
And to put some respect on my name. Because yeah. As you are traveling and accessing this monies, and accessing these opportunities. Great, great answer, by the way, Trinity. Yeah. So I know that the law of attraction has a lot to do with the law of vibration. Remember earlier when I picked you up, we were talking about how your emotions can be controlled by people outside of yourself? Talking to you, Drizzy. I asked you about your coach and did he piss you off?
Yeah.
So, and I asked you, did you want to get mad?
No.
So in the midst of that, like one of the first laws is the law of vibration. And our body vibrates based off of our emotions, the energy that's in motion. So one of the biggest things I share with all that we come in contact with is how do you get your, I know creating and writing and freestyling and flowing and even gaming or managing a YouTube channel. These are all ways to ground yourself and create. But how do you calm yourself down in the midst of emotional storms? Like, what do you do as a 16-year-old in this world that has battled through depression, anxiety? How do you calm yourself?
Well, I mean, I've resorted to drugs before. I still kind of do, but not like in that way. I use it to open my mind, honestly. I also, gaming has helped me and expressing my thoughts to people, letting them know how I feel. I mean, honestly, it makes me feel better because, like, normally I'm not the type of person to talk, but I can express it through gaming. Or streaming, or even just
You're not a talker? No,
not really. Yeah, there's only a few people that I will really actually talk to, like up really closely, because I've just learned not to really trust people.
Hey, and that's crazy. Like, and I think I played a part in that. Actually, I know I played a part in that. The ability of developing trust. From a father or partner or people in general, people do let you down a lot. But the thing about it is, are people that are there that can trust, that you can trust, which is dope. And having those people there, you were just talking about how you were talking to your grandma's longtime boyfriend. Like, even having those conversations with him is big. Or having conversations, even I talked about your friend Antonio. Those people that you can build relationships and trust with is huge. Even when you said you resorted to drugs, like a lot of people don't. I'm pro CBD, THC, cannabis, hemp, all that shit. Like, I've been utilizing marijuana and Mary Jane since I was 12, 13, maybe 14 years old. And in the midst of that, I grew up in a household where it was okay. And we did it in the household. Fast forward to where I am now, I utilize it to keep me calm through my mental emotions. Like you said, I utilize Mary Jane for creative aspects. I use it for, I love it because it loves back on me, if that makes any sense. It allows me to tune into me, and it allows me to navigate when people don't understand those social anxious moments. So, like, I'm a talker, I'm a people person, but I don't like talking to people. So it's dope that that's something that you share. Like, I wouldn't never know you don't like talking to people because you have such an outgoing personality.
Thank you.
Most welcome. Most welcome. So, like, 2020 just kicked in. What's new and what's jumping for Drizzy Flow for 2020? What are your expectations for yourself? Like, I don't like doing New Year's resolutions, but I'm like, what are your expectations?
Firstly, New Year, same me, just getting better. I'm definitely chasing that bag. I'm gonna get a job, so I can start traveling and stuff. I'm also hoping my brand goes global by then. Which actually, I'm not even hoping. I know it's gonna go global. I already got a lot of stuff that we got coming, and I'm just waiting for the moment. I mean, really. I already know our team's about to break 10K, and probably already did, to be honest. I know our brand is getting promoted like crazy, and just I've gotten hitting up from a bunch of artists about collaborations and stuff. So I'm going to be doing YouTube and vlogging again, and I'm going to stick to my streaming game. But I'm also going to have a lot more time, especially since I'm taking online classes now.
Oh, yeah. Like you said, new year, just a better me. New year, just a better me. Much love and success to all your journeys. We definitely, anything we can do here at the Mindset Detox family, we're going to definitely promote you through our social platforms and streams. There's a lot of great shit that's happening this year for those that know how to maximize their words and their network. You know, you had said something. Before I go into that, Trinity, what do you have excited or planned for this decade or this year?
Just promoting my companies. One through Tincha Alley, that is my wire wrap, gemstone and crystals company, my energy healing. Also through my marketing consulting company, Gaia's World Consulting. I really want to just be able to build that platform for young entrepreneurs like Drizzy, put him on a platform, spread his mission to the world and beyond. And also with our new production company, Gaia's Knife Mindset, being able to go around and capture everyone's experiences, everyone's journeys. So 2020 is about to be amazing. I can't wait for the opportunities to come, being able to travel, and just being able to see the world.
Definitely more fire. More fire.
Booyaka, booyaka,
boo. But. So in the middle of that, like that's... Terry's my manager of my energy, right? And I have a manager of my sales. And then I'm going to have a manager of the street team. Like, one of the things I'm impressed with you and just listening to you get things done. You hear what I said? Listening to you get things done. And what I mean by that is listening not with just your words. Like, getting it actually done. That logo for Unvoked, the jersey, all that. Like, I know it's in the beginning stages of launching a brand, but it's a dope-ass brand. Dope-ass colors, dope-ass opportunities. Let them know that. How did you make that logo? Did you make any of that?
I got people to do it for me.
Did you hear how cocky he said that? That's confidence, though. Like, how was that process? And the reason I bring this up is because that's what some of the greatest creative geniuses ever did. They realized that they don't always have to do things themselves. It's things that other people specialize in and that are greater and that may not have the drive and the passion or purpose to push them out.
That's what my team's for.
Hey. So how did you make that happen? How did you get that logo taken care of?
So actually, one of we hired a designer. He was beginning stages. He worked for the same team I did, Atlantis, as a community designer. Picked him up, and from there he was willing to do it on his own. Just started developing logos, not for only our members but for the team. And we all decided that color, because nobody's ever seen that color, had a lion logo. We knew we were gonna know the kings of the jungle, so we knew we were gonna be on top.
For those that don't know, it's a Lion King plug. Kuna Matata.
Like, yeah. No way.
For the rest of your days. And in the midst of that, like, that shit is great right there. To be able to see, I heard the sauce and the salt from the last segment about you helping a company create some software and processes with the bots and how to get your ass to boot. It's all good. Like, you live and you learn, you bounce back. One of the biggest things that I'm learning and pushing and promoting for 2020 is the ability to cut the cords from the shit that no longer serve you. Stopping and breathing, writing, drawing, dancing, going to lay under a tree. You got mad trees out in front of your house, going and just laying out in this grass, looking up at the moon or looking up at the sun and just chilling for like 10 minutes and not caring about anything else besides the shit that makes you happy. Like, so before we wrap up this segment and then go into our freestyle segment, did you find a beat yet for our freestyle segment? Cause I know you got some fire over there. I know you got some fire. I know it. I do. Only thing about it, we can't put that fire on the loudspeakers because you and your iPhone, Team iPhone, can't plug into my auxiliary. But it's all goody. Before we go into that segment, give me and my audience two things that make you happy in this day and age. And don't think about a politically correct answer. Think about...
I think about things that make me happy, my girl and my succession.
Your girl and your succession. You heard it here first. The power of the P-U-S-S-Y and the S-U-C-C-E-S-S. Did I success? No, I spelled it wrong. It's all good. But that power and that success is a very powerful thing, y'all. This is Elijah Mindset Morgano. Before we go, Trinity, what two things makes you happy?
Two things that make me happy. Opportunities and traveling.
Two things that make me happy. My relationship with my higher self and my purpose and mission to enlighten those around me. Just everything, opportunities, succession, love of the soul tribe. It's kind of similar. So y'all join us. This is Trinity, Drizzy, and Mindset. We'll be back for the last segment, Free Flow. What up, world? This is Elijah Mindset Morgano, man, CEO of the Marvelous Minds and Mindset Detox Podcast, here with a very, very special guest. Y'all hear me talk about legacy over currency all the time. Definitely legacy over currency. I'm in the studio in the session with Trinity, but also with
Drizzy
aka Christian aka Drizzy Flows on IG. And can you tell them how they can contact you on IG? What is it?
You can contact me at Drizzy's Flow or No Name DMV. That's Drizzy's Flow or No Name DMV.
Oh yeah. And they got what's your management that you're doing with your gaming?
Also, you can contact me on my Twitter or my gaming organization, Team Unvoke. You can look up Unvoke GGs or _ Unvoke on Twitter or Instagram, or if you just want to look it up on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. So we got an exciting show. You know, like, he just dropped some social medias, some gamings, some No Name is his lyrical alter ego. Well, so we excited, man. Y'all welcome and join us. Listen back. Blessed and highly favored.